something for the weekend. And Seamus Sheedy is here from the IACP, which is the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapists. And your therapist, Seamus, we want to talk today about fatherhood, because it is Father's Day tomorrow. And I don't know what it is. I've noticed more and more men out and about doing the drop off to creche, wheeling the buggies down the road. And they seem to be doing this a lot on their own, where the mammies aren't there. Dads have definitely taken more of a parenting role than ever before, I think.
Yes, indeed, it has. The working from home, men seeing what was going on within the home and taking much more active role, and I suppose casting off some of those societal expectations often. And I suppose it's wonderful to see it, to be honest.
Yeah, because it's forming that bond that's going to go on and on and on. I love seeing that. You know, when you see like grown up girls and guys, and they could be in their 20s and they still have that terrific bond with their dad.
It is lovely to see. In IACP, we did a general survey there with behaviours and attitude there a few years back. And they said men were far less likely to seek help when dealing with some difficulties. They're working longer hours and they were doing all these types of things. So COVID brought all that to a standstill, I think, a little bit. And everybody had to muck in and to try to get things done. And there was no childcare for a while and all of that. And I suppose they've developed much better relationships with their children when they're home and when they're not leaving all the tasks to somebody else, which might have happened in the past, unfortunately. The likes of paternity leave has been brought in there a little bit to show that men being there is really important.
And Seamus, in your experience of being a therapist, and I assume you've been a therapist for a while, have you noticed, you know, more men talking about the struggles that come with being a parent?
I have indeed. I've been a therapist, an accredited therapist, almost 20 years, and I have noticed over the years more and more men turning up to talk, which is great, and bringing more and more issues and the struggles of being a parent often, and I suppose getting it right.
The pressures, I guess, as well, of being a parent, like for dads, some dads feel like they're the ones who should be the providers, for example. So it's a lot of financial pressure on them if, you know, the man might be at home looking after the children.
There is indeed, and I suppose that was the societal expectations that men went out and did all the work, and then all of a sudden, because of the pressures of society, it now demands both people to be out there working and keeping the household going as well. So trying to share those duties and all the stuff that's to be done, and trying to find a balance within that as well. They have been the challenge, to be honest with you. I suppose men's world changes forever when children come into their lives. You know, it colours every aspect of their life, enriching it in so many ways, complicating it, bringing joy and frustration, probably, pride and fatigue, and plenty of confusion of what is right and wrong, as I already said. You know?
There are dads who are listening today as well who might not be living with their children as well. So, you know, when weekends like Father's Day come around, they can sometimes be tough ones. Maybe they don't get to see their children. And there's all kinds of blended families now as well. So step-parents, stepfathers and everything. I'm sure you come across that as well. You know, stepdads not knowing where their place is in the family.
Yes, of course. One of the things for us always to remember, no matter what's going on within the whole mixed family, is how important a father's role is within the family, and to kind of encourage that. And, you know, for men also to know that the children need their dad, to make effort often as they can in separations to allow it. It's one of the things that comes into the psychotherapy room on quite a regular basis, is that is when people are rowing and sometimes the children get caught in the middle. So they would urge all fathers and mothers, please don't put the children in the middle. Both your roles are very important no matter what's happening, and to continue that as best you can for the best of the children, because children grow to be better individuals if mum and dad are working together as best they can.
Well, it's opening up the conversation, certainly, and hopefully more dads will, if they do feel under pressure, or if they feel they need to talk, they will talk. And you've seen that as well. And the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy are available to help you as well. What's the website, Seamus, if anyone wants details?
It's iacp.ie, and there's therapists right around the country, accredited therapists. All you've got to do is go in there, go into the county you're in, and there will be accredited therapists. And I suppose I would urge everyone to always reach out for an accredited therapist.
All right. Listen, thank you very much for your time, Seamus. Have a lovely weekend. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.